All right, we're back now with North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I kind of want to ask you guys about sort of mid-season report cards, if we can. But before we do that, I'd like to take a look back at the Triton game. Give me a little summary of how that game went. You continue to pile up the points, Coach, so your offense is clicking, it looks like, and your defense is holding well also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Triton got their new staff there, and, you know, again, it certainly invigorated our kids to just make sure that we were all focused during practice and really putting in the right work. And, you know, we were fortunate early on to execute some plays, you know, whether it's, convert an early third and long and different things. And different players stepped up offensively, and we've been fortunate. You know, we've been able to get a couple scores in the first quarter, and the team kind of just feeds off of that defensively and offensively. So, you know, we're excited about that in terms of Triton, but we know that with Amesbury coming up, we're going to face some adversity, and that's going to be the real test for this team is what happens when adversity hits. How do we respond to that?
Well, I'm looking at the score sheet, and, you know, except for John Jennings, getting a couple of touchdowns, looks like you spread it around a lot, and you did. You got a big 19-point lead early on in that game.
Yep. And yeah, different guys are stepping up, you know, and that's the fun part, especially offensively right now is, you know, whether it's a run with Will Batten or, you know, at receiver, you've got, you know, Jennings and Rubino and McCullough and even some other guys just rotating in, you know, guys are excited and ready for their number to be called. And, again, right now we're fortunate, to be making those plays. And again, we know that that's in the past, and we got to focus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Amesbury.
Except now special teams. You got a field goal. How important is that? You know, in the scheme of things.
You know, it's huge in terms of just situations going forward. You know, to know that, you know, if a game's going a certain way and we need something late, you know, that we have that in our arsenal, and where do we feel confident from? And I think from our kicker's perspective, you know, just the confidence of, hey, I've done this before, and so. Getting that right in before half was huge because, again, it's that situational football that you can't always get that feel and replicate everything in practice, and you just take advantage of it, and, you know, you just, if it has to come up later in another moment and with a little bit more pressure, we've got the confidence that, hey, we've done this before. Let's go out and do it again.
I can't imagine how difficult it is for high school because you guys get such turnover. It's not like college. Although they get turnover, but it's not the same thing, and certainly not like the pros. You got guys coming in, and you still have to teach fundamentals. And are you able to get some younger players in when you get a big score going?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as best we can. I mean, you know, we've got a decent amount of, you know, juniors kind of playing for us right now, and then so it is good in those situations to get some sophomores and some just. The depth piece is some good experience. And so, yeah, just to learn from it. But, yeah, the turnover is so interesting, and that's why, again, you focus so much on fundamentals early on. It's just exactly, it's starting kind of fresh every year, and if you go in assuming kids know something, you might miss something as a coach. We always try to come the season in with the right fundamentals.
Yeah. You're one of three or four teams left unbeaten here on the North Shore. I've talked with most of the schools so far, and I really found interesting when I talked with Coach St. Pierre at St. John's Prep. You know, I asked him about the game coming up, and he said something. I think I've probably heard it elsewhere. He said, "We're just concentrating on our own program, on ourselves, on getting better." Is that how you look at it as a high school coach? It's like, okay, you got this next team coming, and you got to do this and do that, but you're still teaching.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, some of the hardest things, honestly, again, you're dealing with high school kids, and it's making sure that they don't lose perspective, you know. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to be in the position we're in, but it's now keeping that mindset of, hey, guys, we've got to get better. You know, it's not being satisfied kind of with where you're at. It's about, okay, hey, you know, now to beat Amesbury, we've got to be better than we were. And it's really focusing on practice of, hey, you're showing us you're currently at this level. You need to get, you know, that 1% better each day. Mm-hmm. And then you do that from all 11, all 22 on the field, you know, all the guys at practice, and you just continue that growth. I mean, you know, you're always fortunate at this point. We're fortunate to be where we are. But obviously, you know, it's all about getting to the right place so that you're playing your best football going into playoffs. And right now, our biggest challenge is Amesbury.
Yeah.
And, you know, credit to the kids so far this week. I mean, it was our best week of practice, and that's how you have to keep doing this, you know. And it can be hard. It can be hard to keep that mindset right with high school kids because they can get so caught up with things that are being said elsewhere, you know, with social media being so big. Like, everyone knows everything, you know,
yeah.
And they're talking about scores, and it's like, no, guys, like, we got to make sure we're focusing on us and doing us the best we can.
Coach, I'm of a certain age, so I try to ignore social media as best I can.
The best decision you made.
I give it a shot. You know, the Cape Ann League is awesomely competitive this year. And looking at the standings, man, everybody's winning. Everybody's got a good record, including Amesbury. I want to get to Amesbury in a second. But
yep.
So I'm kind of asking coaches this week about sort of, and next week as well, about a midseason report card. And this week, Coach, I'd like to ask you about your defense and maybe, you know, a guy or two who's standing out for you or leading for you, because your defense has been really good.
Yeah, you know, and we've been fortunate. You know, I think, you know, from a defense, we kind of got different guys stepping up across the different levels. You know, I mean, first you start with the D-line, and, you know, we're fortunate to have some guys rotating in there, but it's really anchored by Anthony Pino and Teddy Sooney. You know, and then we go to our linebacking core, and, you know, there were certain guys that we knew coming in would be strong players, like a Sam Morelli. But there are a couple of seniors this year that have really stepped up as solid out linebackers for us, you know, Aiden Smith and Dan Oliveira. And so they've kind of just added to that mix of, oh, okay, it's a decent linebacking core that we've got. And then, you know, secondary-wise, we're led by, you know, it's probably the youngest part of our defense, but some good athletes back there with, you know, juniors, Craig Rubino, Ryan McGuire, Aldo Vitozzi. So guys who we were fortunate enough, you know, in the fall too, got a little bit of experience. So now they're a little bit of the veterans, but still young guys and juniors and still learning some stuff in the secondary. So, you know, I give credit to our front seven in particular to this point, that D line, those linebackers, they've really answered the call, you know, and I think Amesbury's the next test, because we've definitely been a team that's sometimes struggled with that interior battle and that battle of the line of scrimmage, and you know, Amesbury's that test, and it's going to tell us a lot about our team tomorrow.
Hey, give me a name about a bull up front on defense or offense. Tell me about one of your guys.
For us, it starts with, I think, Anthony Pino. He's our nose guard, and he just, man, you know, good sized kid, but this past summer really just committed to the weight room, and it's awesome to watch, because, you know, as he got stronger, you know, in the summer, and he got in better shape and everything, you see his confidence just build week to week in terms of doing his job and knowing that you know, he's a very good player, and he can cause a lot of problems for Cal offensive linemen, and he's done that to this point, you know, and so we're very fortunate to have him, and he's kind of been, he's a very quiet kid, so he's been kind of a quiet assassin on that front line for us.
Quiet assassin, man, that's pretty scary. You know, as a teacher, Ed, we get a whole year to see improvement for the kids. You know, sometimes it takes a while, and then you look back and you say, okay, this kid really, I remember in September, now here we are in June, and it looks good. But in all sports and coaching, you have such a compact season. You have such a short period of time to assess this. And I'm just guessing, because I haven't had that experience, it must feel really good to be able to see the improvement in these guys, you know, 1 through 35 or 1 through 40, as you look across from September to now.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, sometimes when if you get caught up in the little details in the day to day, you kind of, as a coach, you sometimes have to step back and think about where this team was, you know, first day of preseason to where you are now. To, you're absolutely right, like, just appreciate the growth and kind of what they've done to this point. You know, I mean, we are certainly playing and practicing way better than we were day one. You know, as coaches, we do have this mindset of we're never satisfied, but it's it is good to bring that perspective of, and to let the kids know, you know, like you're doing it the right way and you're seeing the improvement and look how that improvement's paying off. And, you know, ideally the kids feed into that and it motivates them to want to keep growing. But, as coaches, we have to remind ourselves sometimes, you know, to take a step back and be like, man, but think about where that kid was, you know, and he's doing really good for us.
Do you always get to a point, then we'll get to Ansbury here in a second, but do you always get to a point where there are one or two or three kids out there during practice you can just say, all right, we can let these guys take it over for a second here, or they can lead this, or they can do that. Is there that kind of growth each year? Is that something that, as coaches, you really have to keep an eye on? I'm talking about like warm-ups or whatever drills you may have.
You know, I think that's just something that as cultures grow, you know, certain leaders develop, and as coaches, you love to see certain guys step up in those roles. And yeah, that's kind of what's happened so far. You know, when it comes to stretching, as coaches, we can take a very hands-off role. You know, we've mm-hmm. had some leaders really step through and lead that in terms of getting the kids to bring the right energy. You know, that's kind of been a focus for us in terms of practicing with the right energy for a couple of years now. And now the kids have kind of taken ownership of that, and they've kind of done some of their own things at the start of practice to make sure that energy is getting to that point. And I've seen these quotes all over. You know, you talk about, like, you know, what's the difference between a good team and a great team? And a great team is led by the players, by the guys in the locker room. And it's awesome when you start to see seniors embrace that, even juniors embrace those opportunities, you know, whatever the role might be, to lead different things. And as coaches, it obviously makes your job easier because it's just one thing you can kind of step back and, yep, that you know, he's doing what we're looking for here. Awesome. Like, take ownership, take the leadership, and kids typically buy, you know, a little bit more into it when it's from their peers.
Yeah, that's great when you can recognize that and nurture that. That's fantastic. All right, Amesbury now. I don't want to keep it too much longer. Amesbury coming up on Friday evening. And that is, are you guys home or away? Where are you?
We are at Amesbury.
You're at Amesbury. All right. You know what, Coach? They look tough, and I'll say this because every game they've had has been close, and they've won three out of four of those.
Yep.
Tell me about them. What do you see in terms of their, I don't want to give anything away, but how do you view them as a scouting report?
No, you know, and again, we got our first taste of them last, spring. You know, we hadn't played them for a while, and that's exactly how I would describe them. They are a tough, physical football team. They're well coached over there. They're a group of kids that completely buy into what they're doing offensively and defensively, and that belief and that confidence shows up in the field with how they go out and execute, and just they believe they're going to win every single game. And that's kind of the scouting report is, you know, guys, it doesn't matter what anyone's done to this point. You know, I certainly told our kids, you know, I am sure Amesbury is going to be up for this game. You know, it's their first home game in a while. You know, they've got an undefeated team coming to them. And I told our guys, like, guys, Amesbury easily could be undefeated as well. Like, Amesbury is just, they're a tough team. They're physical. We know they're going to be up. Like, we have to match and exceed all that physicalness, that toughness. And again, it's a great test for us. You know, it is, you know, it's going to reveal something about this team and what do we have, or hey, what do we need to work on?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's what you really like. And again, I just as you said, it's going to be that tough physical game. It's on their grass, all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of that old school football, you know. And I'm excited. I think our kids have embraced it so far in practice, but you know, obviously, again, everything that Amesbury does is going to be a little bit faster than we've seen in practice. And so just mentally and physically making sure that we're right. And, again, they're going to be good. They've had close games. That's, you know, we know we're going to face adversity, and it's going to be about all about how do we respond and how do we respond to that adversity for 48 minutes.
Oh, Coach, man, hopefully you'll have a good following. You guys from North Reading, you're going to get kids over there.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I don't think we're competing with any games tomorrow night like we were last week with Triton. So I'm hopeful we'll get a good crowd up there, and I'm sure Angel will have a good crowd. I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere.
Ed, thank you so much for sharing this stuff, man. I love hearing about it. I love hearing about the kids across the spectrum. The Cape Ann League is so competitive this year, and good luck on Friday evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you later, Coach. Take care.
Thank you. See
Bye-bye.
You.
That is... North Reading football coach, North Reading High School football coach, Ed Blum. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.